This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Face-to-face talks are underway in Istanbul between Russia and Ukrainian negotiators aimed at ending the five-week-old conflict in Ukraine. Ahead of the talks, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told the two sides they had an historic responsibility to stop the fighting. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
As he greeted the two delegations seated on opposite sides of a long table, Erdogan said, "We believe that there'll be no losers in a just peace. Prolonging the conflict is not in anyone's interest." Earlier, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told Ukrainian media that there are intensive consultations going on regarding several important issues. The key among those is an agreement on international security guarantees for Ukraine. He added that only with this agreement can we end the war in a way that Ukraine needs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
But just as those talks were getting underway Tuesday, local authorities in the southern Ukrainian port city of Mykolaiv said a Russian rocket hit a regional administration building there, killing at least three people and wounding 22. In an online post, emergency services personnel say 18 of the wounded were pulled from the rubble by rescue workers who continue to work at the scene. An image shared by local Governor Vitaly Kim showed a large hole in the side of the building. A senior U.S. defense official has told reporters Ukrainian troops, meanwhile, have retaken the town of Troznyets, located near the northeastern city of Sumy, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his Monday night speech that Ukrainian troops have liberated Irpin, a suburb of Kyiv. This is VOA News. The United Nations nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, said the agency's director general arrived in Ukraine Tuesday for talks with senior government officials there on delivering urgent technical assistance to ensure the safety of the country's nuclear facilities. The agency said Rafael Mariano Grazis hopes to initiate prompt safety and security support for Ukraine's nuclear sites. That will include sending IAEA experts to prioritize facilities and sending vital safety and security supplies, including monitoring and emergency equipment. They said that Grassi will travel to one of Ukraine's nuclear power plants later this week. Ukraine has 15 nuclear reactors at four active plants and is also home to the decommissioned Chernobyl plant, the site of the 1986 nuclear disaster. Russian forces in Ukraine have taken control of Chernobyl, as well as Europe's largest active power plant at Zaporizhia. Members of the royal family are gathering at Westminster Abbey in London Tuesday for a memorial service for Prince Philip, who died last year. The service will include touches that were left out of his original funeral as a precaution due to the pandemic, as AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
About 1,800 family members and guests have been invited to the memorial. Only 30 people had attended last year's funeral, conducted under the strict COVID-19 lockdown rules then in place, that forced the Queen to sit alone wearing a black mask. Buckingham Palace hasn't said yet whether Philip's widow, the Queen, will attend the service of Thanksgiving. The 95-year-old monarch was deeply involved in planning the event, but she's experienced unspecified mobility issues in recent weeks after recently recovering from COVID-19. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A mentally impaired Malaysian man who's been held for more than a decade in Singapore on drug charges is one step closer to execution. A court in the city state Tuesday rejected a final appeal by lawyers for Nagaenthron Darnalingham, who has been on death row since 2010 for trafficking less than 43 grams of heroin into Singapore. The court also rejected a request by Darnalingham's lawyers to delay his execution so he can undergo an independent psychiatric examination. Anti-death penalty groups say Nagaenthron's execution could be carried out very soon. Darnalingham's imprisonment has attracted worldwide attention, with Malaysian Prime Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob and British billionaire entrepreneur Richard Branson joining human rights activists in urging Singapore to either pardon him or commute his sentence to life in prison. Repeating this hour's top news story, face-to-face talks are underway in Istanbul between Russian and Ukrainian negotiators aimed at ending the five-week-old conflict in Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.